been a couple of weeks since we've had Jeff Field in to do the Not News for another week, but he is back and I am so excited to run through the things making headlines this morning that are really just drowning out the stuff that should be making headlines. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning. I'm excited. You know why?
Why?
It's been such a depressing, terrible news week. It's nice to do something a little stupid.
It is, isn't it?
And
it
this
really
segment
has.
Is pure stupidity. It with a capital S.
Truly is.
As you say, this is the segment where we run stories that didn't make the news, did make the news, that really shouldn't have made the news. But because it's been such a busy news week, not many stories made the news anyway. So we will mention stories that should have made the news but didn't make the news.
I was with
following
you
me?
For like 80% of that.
Okay.
And I run this segment and all I right. kind of got you there.
First of all, this was published on a major news site. McDonald's is trialling a new vegan creation from overseas, but while many Aussies are angry at being left out, others are declaring it the addition that no one wants. Now, the fast food giant officially introduced vegan chicken nuggets to its menu in Norway, and people are apparently loving it there. Now, Aussies want a piece of the meat-free pie. Taking to Twitter, fans begged Macca's to roll out the creation to everyone in Australia. "These look so yummy," one person posted. "Bring us the vegan nuts," another one said. The new meat-free McNuggets are made from chickpeas, onions, carrots and corn. They're coated in breadcrumbs, then fried until crispy. So there you go. There's a news story that didn't make 2SER news this week.
Oh, really?
Still on a food theme, a Sydney bar is offering its customers free drinks.
I'm into
it. But there's a twist.
Damn it.
Thirsty customers fancying a cheeky beverage will need to bring along a cucumber first.
Why? Is this more vegan nuggets?
No. From today, the versatile vegetable can be exchanged for a beverage at Hendrick's pop-up cucumber bar at Darling Harbour.
I'm so confused. Why do they want cucumbers?
To put in as a garnish, I would say. And don't ask me why there is a pop-up cucumber bar in Darling Harbour. I have no idea. This press release arrived in my inbox, and apparently it is there. I might wander down to Darling Harbour later today with a cucumber.
That
so
is
beware.
The most Darling Harbour thing you could ever do, though, pop-up cucumber. What are they doing? If it's for garnish, what are they doing with all that cucumber?
I don't know. Don't they go into margaritas? No. Lemons go into margaritas. They go into something, but look, if you see people wandering towards Darling Harbour today with large cucumbers, don't be alarmed.
That's what's happening.
And by the way, you're listening to Not the News on 2SER.
I thought this was a headline.
Imagine if this was the headlines.
Oh, we'd be screwed.
The world would be a happier place.
True.
A family has proudly called their newborn Lucifer.
No, damn it.
After the devil himself. Edinburgh Council in the UK said they have permitted the name on the birth certificate because it was not deemed offensive. Now, if you're interested, I delved deeper into names in that city. There were 47,000 births in that particular city. The baby's names included Awesome, None,
oh no,
Royalty and Pepper. So I don't know what's in the water.
I feel
in Edinburgh.
Pepper is potentially acceptable.
Yeah, Pepper.
But not so much the rest. Although
Pepper Connery.
Oh, God, no. Although I will admit I have seen things along this line before. I know there was one I saw recently just on the same line as Lucifer. Mm. Someone had named their kid Satan, but it was with a Y.
Yeah.
How do you spell it? S-A-T-Y-N, Satan. They're like, this is fine.
As opposed to Lucifer.
As opposed to Lucifer. At least that kid can go by Lucy. What has Satan got to offer?
Nothing.
Nothing good.
Nothing. You know, I'm actually from Irish heritage field.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm just glad my parents didn't call me Paddy. That would have been awkward.
That would have been fun.
Terrible.
This is why we need something like, there are countries out there that have, if you want to go off the list of names, you've got to apply to the government. And I know New Zealand is one of the countries that has this. And it's every year they put out a list of names that their government rejected.
Yep.
And a couple of years ago, someone was trying to name their kid number 36 bus stop.
You're
the government was like, no, you can't do that.
There is a limit somewhere. with a name like Connery,
Yes.
You've got a brother, haven't you?
I do.
He's not Sean, is he?
He is not Sean.
Okay.
My grandfather wanted to name him Connor.
Mm-hmm. So he'd Connor be Connery.
Connor Connery.
CC.
But my mum was like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. No. Yes, his name is Ryan.
Okay, Ryan. Good morning, Ryan.
If he's not awake yet. He's not awake yet.
None 19. Of my family are listening either. I'm really enjoying this. You know what? It's been such a depressing. The New Zealand story, the state politics shenanigans on all sides of Parliament. Mm. Even Donald Trump this morning. Trolls online, and good on that. Player, what's her name?
Taylor Harris.
I love her.
Oh,
I love everything about her.
The photo is incredible.
I just want to worship her. I think she's fantastic.
She's amazing.
Now, look, sorry to end the segment on a downer, but this is being swamped by all the other stories. We've got to remember, and this is very important to me and to a lot of listeners, that the Aged Care Royal Commission has been continuing in Adelaide, but it's really been swamped by other stories, and it hasn't had the publicity and the reporting that it deserves. Such an important issue for Australia, for all of us.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all going to get old, and this was not really reported much, but a small Australian home care business was offered kickbacks from other providers to buy clients following sanctions from the federal government. The Royal Commission into Aged Care had heard. The business was started by a registered nurse who gave evidence to the Royal Commission about her experience with the Department of Health's aged care quality assessors and independent advisors she employed. She described the difficulties she faced trying to get the business into a position that would be accepted by government assessors before eventually making the decision to cease providing home care. Now, the Commission has previously heard that some home care providers were charging up to 50% of the packages in administration service and case management fees. Now, if that all sounds too complicated, basically, to bring it down, it just means that people are being ripped off. And this is a time when people are vulnerable. If you've got parents that are aging or might have dementia, you don't want to have to go through all of this stuff. And so I think it's really important that we keep an eye on this Royal Commission like we did on the other Royal Commissions, because I've noticed that it's gone off the radar.
Absolutely. And I was actually going to ask you to explain that one a bit better, but yeah, just people being ripped off.
People are being ripped off, yeah. And assessors. That's the disturbing thing, and hopefully that the Royal Commissioner, I've forgotten his name, will take a good look at this one, because you do not want government assessors taking advantage of people in such vulnerable states.
Absolutely not.
All right, look, for the most part, it was a happy not the news day, and it is also Harmony Day.
Yes, happy Harmony Day.
Happy Harmony Day, Tess Connery.
Thanks so much, Jeff. Jeff Field with Not News for another week. The things in the headlines that really probably shouldn't be.
Cucumbers,
yeah. Take a cucumber down to Darling Harbour. I've got nothing. I still don't know why they're using that much cucumber. Go find out. Take a cucumber to Darling Harbour, get a free drink, and work out what the hell they're doing with it.